Co-Barometer's manager Stephen Henderson talks to me now ahead of tonight and another big game, another must-win game, Stephen.
It is, Lisa. We knew that. You know, we knew that we were going to have to go on a run. Thanks be to God, these group of lads have managed to do that for us. You know, so like we have to go out. It's a must-win game. So, you know, get ourselves back a point behind the boys with a game to go. All we're trying to do is bring it to the last game of the season. UCD, obviously, will play Drogheda. But, you know, for us to do that, we have to be a very capable Cabin Teely team tonight. And, you know, we have to treat them with respect. And we have to focus on this game and not what's going to happen after.
I was going to say, you know, Cabin Teely are coming off the back of a good win over Drogheda United last week, but you're obviously coming off the back of your own big win, that one against Limerick. So both sides in good form. What are you expecting from tonight's match?
They always give us a match, Lisa. And, you know, I'm not trying to play this down in any way. They always give us a match. And that could come down to our attitude as well. You know, without being disrespectful to youth, to Cabin Teely, you know, collectively as a group, we're a better team than them. But we have to do that on the day. You know, every player has to play to his potential. You have to work hard with the ball and without the ball. You know, if we do that, well, then we should win the game. But if we go into this with the wrong attitude, that's when the problems arise. They've always given us a game. Like you say, they had a fantastic win last week against Drogheda. But equally, we had a great win. But more important for us than the win as well was how we played these. So we were absolutely fantastic on the day. So we have that momentum. We have that confidence. You know, so we're going into the game. But that's all. It has to be confidence. There can't be any arrogance. We have to maintain the same work rate and, you know, and let the players do their business then when the opportunities arise. But, you know, it's going to be a great occasion, Lisa. You know, it's our last, I hope it's not our last, but in the league it'll be our last home match. So hopefully we can get a crowd out there just to kind of show their appreciation for a group of boys who have worked tirelessly throughout the season, but not just them. There's a background staff there as well. There's a committee there, you know, just worked tirelessly. It'd be great for just, you know, to get a lot of people to come out and just support us for the last game of the season.
Yeah, the crowd has been building all season, Stephen. And as we talk now, we're not that far away from a 7:15 kickoff. So I suppose the last call for those people to get out tonight.
Yeah, and like our singing section, like, you know, obviously it started off with 7 or 8 people, Lisa. They were up to nearly 100 last week and the noise off them was fantastic. And that supplemented to the people that have been coming there week in. It's important that we don't forget about these people who come week in, week out. You know, but this is an opportunity. We'd like to hit over 1,000 people there tonight, Lisa. It's, you know, there's a lovely atmosphere around the ground. The team are playing really good football. There's something to play for. You know, a win tonight, you know, keeps our playoff hopes alive. You know, but the atmosphere is brilliant. And like I said before, when we get big crowds, it just gives more air into the lungs of the players and it pushes them on. And, you know, that gave us a huge boost last week with that singing section, how vocal they were throughout it. And the lads just kept going for the 90 minutes. So, yes, please, people, if you're out there, you're doing nothing this evening, come up and watch a very talented group of hard-working lads playing in a very important game for Cove tonight. So if you're there, please come up and give us a hand.
A 7:15 kick-off at St. Coleman's Park. Stephen, the very best of luck to you tonight.
Lisa, thanks very much. It's lovely to have you back.
Great stuff. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks a million, hon.